John Key says, after making Hollywood blockbusters The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, New Zealand now is looking for new markets and new partnerships.
While the United States will now remain the dominant screen market, the explosive growth in the Chinese box office and online distribution channels for television means there are huge opportunities for New Zealand companies here.
He adds that some people may think of New Zealand as the land of milk and honey, but his country is much more than that.
New Zealand's creative sector is starting to make waves internationally and in China. New Zealand's creativity and technical capability, including post-production and visual effects, is increasingly sought after here, and we continue to see that around the world.
The Prime Minister says New Zealand and China have a unique relationship in terms of the creative sector. The two sides signed a film co-production agreement in 2010 and then a television co-production deal in 2014.
This is the first agreement of its kind that China has signed with a developed economy, making New Zealand the only country to have both film and television co-production agreements with China. We are naturally very proud of this, and New Zealand producers are making the most of their first mover advantage in the Chinese market.
John Key says the unique relationship has encouraged partnerships between companies on both sides. Natural History New Zealand is one of those companies that has benefited from the creative relationship. Cal Murdoch, Managing Director of NHNZ, says without the platforms built by the two governments, his company wouldn't see such rapid growth in joint production activities.
Today we celebrate by signing three MOUs for three new series with CCTV Kids, CCTV Animation and CCTV 10. And I also want to acknowledge more productions already underway.
To extend a decade-long partnership with China's CCTV, NHNZ signed new agreements on Monday with Chinese National Television in a bid to expand the scope of the cooperation. Zhang Ke witnessed the signing ceremony in Beijing. It is Zhang Ke's sixth visit to China as Prime Minister. His visit will also take him to Shanghai and Xi'an. For CRI, I'm Xiaoyi.